Signing up for an AI SaaS tool takes 20 minutes. Escaping it takes 6 months and a data migration project you never budgeted for. That asymmetry is the trap. Mid-market teams, founders and operators who move fast, run lean, and cannot afford to get a major technology decision wrong fall into it more than anyone else. Not because they are careless. The cost structure of SaaS AI is built to look cheap at the point of purchase. It reveals itself slowly, integration workarounds first, then per-seat escalations, then processes quietly bent to fit a tool that was built for someone else's business. I want to be precise about the mechanism, because the usual build versus buy framing misses it. This is not really about whether to build or buy. It is about what you are actually buying when you sign an AI SaaS contract and what you are selling without realizing it. What you are actually purchasing. Off-the-shelf AI SaaS tools are pre-built for common use cases. That sentence sounds obvious. Its implication is not, your processes conform to the tool's model, not the other way around. You adapt. Every time a workflow does not quite fit, someone on your team finds a workaround. The workarounds compound. 18 months in, you have a tangle of automation rules, manual steps that someone just handles, and a SaaS tool that, technically, is doing what it promised, just not what your business actually needs. The numbers are specific. Independent cost modeling of SaaS AI adoption puts a realistic year one total at approximately €42,000 ex VAT. That figure breaks down as, the SaaS license, €18,000, the custom development work required to make it fit your processes, €18,000, workflow automation tooling such as Make, €2,400, and hidden operational overhead, €4,000. Years 2 and 3 run roughly €29,000 annually, but only if your usage does not grow. The same analysis notes that an AI SaaS realistically costs 1.3 to 1.8 times its headline price once integration friction is fully priced in. High switching costs are not a bug in this model. They are a feature for the vendor. The three lock-in mechanisms nobody mentions in the sales call. 1. Workflow conformance tax. Every accommodation your team makes to fit a SaaS tool's logic, every field renamed, every report rebuilt, every process resequenced is a sunk cost. Research on AI adoption risk identifies this directly. Companies that rush into off-the-shelf platforms face high switching costs precisely because the switching cost is not the license cancellation fee. It is the cost of unwinding months of operational muscle memory and data that now lives in a vendor's schema. 2. Data silo accumulation. SaaS tools pull data in. Getting it back out in a shape your next system can use is rarely as clean as the import flow. Limited integration depth means the data your AI tool touches starts to diverge from your source of truth systems. You end up maintaining two versions of operational reality. That is not an IT problem. It is a decision quality problem. 3. Proprietary capability foregone. This is the one that stings on a 5-year horizon. Every workflow automated inside a SaaS platform builds equity for the platform, not for your business. A custom AI agent, built on your data and integrated into your systems, compounds in the other direction. Each improvement makes your operation harder to replicate, not easier to leave. What a custom agent actually looks like in practice. Custom is not a synonym for expensive or slow. A lot of teams hear custom AI agent development and assume they need a 6-month engagement and a team of 12 before anything ships. Neither is true. Globusofti runs an embedded pod model specifically designed to break that assumption. An engineer drops into the client's Slack and code base at scoping, no offshore handoffs, no translation layer between the team that understands the problem and the team building the solution. The delivery target is a first agent deployed to real users within 30 days. Not a prototype. Not a demo environment. Real users. The agents that ship are built around actual workflows. The inbox intelligence agent handles misclassified messages. The spam false positive rescue variant alone rescues 100 plus misclassified messages per day. The CRM audit plus call list agent works against live CRM data, not a sanitized export. The outbound lead gen campaign agent handles lead finding, email verification, personalized copy, and CRM sync as a single connected workflow, not four separate SaaS tools duct taped together. Each of those agents is built for a specific business's data, not a generalist use case. A SaaS tool gives you lead enrichment. A custom agent gives you lead enrichment that understands your ICP, your CRM field conventions, and your sales team's follow-up cadence. That gap is the actual product. The track record backs the model: 40 plus products shipped, 100M plus users reached, 300 plus engineers led across 8 open source flagships, including the AI stack behind Chingari, the social platform that reached 100M plus users over 6 years. The cost comparison that changes the conversation. Mid-market teams typically rule out custom development on cost grounds before they ever get to a proposal. That instinct is calibrated against the wrong reference class. The Frontier Lab FDE programs, Microsoft Frontier, Google Cloud FDEs, Anthropic Solutions cost $500,000 to $2 million per year per embedded engineer, with contract minimum starting at $250,000. Those programs exist for enterprises with procurement teams and multi-year budgets. They are not built for mid-market teams. The Globusofti embedded pod is priced at approximately one-tenth that cost. That is the structural consequence of a different delivery model, one that does not carry the overhead of a frontier lab or a large consultancy. Set that against the realistic 3-year SaaS total: year 1 near €42,000, years 2 and 3 near €29,000 each, with volume-based pricing likely pushing the SaaS line upward over time, and the gap closes faster than most buyers expect. Especially once you account for what the SaaS path does not give you: ownership of the workflow logic, portability of the data, or the ability to retrain the model on your own signals. Multi-model flexibility is underrated. One detail that rarely comes up in SaaS versus custom comparisons: model lock-in. SaaS AI tools are almost always built on a single model provider. When that provider's pricing changes, or a competitor releases a meaningfully better model for your use case, you are not in a position to switch. You get what the platform decides to offer. A custom agent architecture does not have that constraint. The Globusofti embedded pod supports multi-model usage across Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Qwen, meaning model choices are made at the workflow level based on fit, not based on what the SaaS vendor happens to have contracted. For teams running classification tasks at scale, that flexibility is material. The ML pipeline for AI classification of workforce activity at enterprise scale that Globusofti has shipped would look very different if it were constrained to a single provider's strengths. When SaaS is still the right answer. If your use case is genuinely generic, a well-chosen SaaS tool is probably the right starting point. Practical cost modeling from practitioners puts off-the-shelf customer support AI at around $40,000 and coding assistance around $20,000, defensible spend for undifferentiated work. Watch for the signal. Your workflows start diverging from the generic case. You find yourself building workarounds. You export data manually. The thing the tool does well turns out not to be the thing your business needs. Act on that signal before the switching costs compound, not after the operational muscle memory has set. A practical checklist before you sign. Map the conformance cost. List every place your current process would need to change to use the SaaS tool as designed. Assign rough time estimates. That is your hidden year one cost. Check the data exit clause. What format does your data export in? Who owns the model improvements made on your data? Read the terms, not the marketing. Ask what the year 3 bill looks like. Get a quote based on your projected volume at 18 months, not your current usage. Volume-based pricing escalates. Define what proprietary means to you. If the workflow being automated is one a competitor could replicate by signing the same SaaS contract, the competitive moat is zero. If it is core to how you operate, it probably warrants ownership. Check whether a 30-day custom build changes the math. If you can get a purpose-built agent deployed to real users in a month, the custom is slow objection dissolves. The decision is not binary and it is not permanent. But mid-market teams default to SaaS because it feels lower risk. The research on custom versus off-the-shelf AI agents says otherwise. Switching costs, data silos, and proprietary capability foregone are real risks. They just arrive on a delay, which is exactly why they are easy to discount at contract signing time. Lock-in is not something that happens to you. It is something you agree to, gradually, one workaround at a time. Worth knowing before you sign. See how Globusoft's embedded pod delivers your first custom AI agent in 30 days without the Frontier Lab price tag or the SaaS conformance trap.